The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Does anyone know what jealousy is? What's jealousy?
Say someone has something.
Yeah, so if somebody has a new video game and you don't, and then you kind of get mad or jealous that they have it and you don't. Yeah, that's one thing, yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. There's a big thing. Comparison is what's taking place, right? Yeah, so you're comparing yourself to somebody else, which isn't a good thing, because, well, we'll get to that later. All right. So it's not just being angry, and it's not just comparing yourself. There's a little bit more to it. Thomas Aquinas, do you guys know who St. Thomas Aquinas is? Have you heard that name before? Yeah, most of you. Okay, cool. So he, great theologian. He says that it's feeling sad because someone else got or did something good. So there's a sadness component as well, not just anger, but it's at its root, it's a sadness that they have something that you don't. And so it expresses itself perhaps in anger. Has this ever happened to you? You've been sad or angry or jealous about somebody else's good things? Yeah. I know it's kind of almost a natural inclination for us to be jealous of someone or something. Maybe somebody got a better score on their math test or their reading test or new game that you don't have and they do, or any number of things, right? Or maybe like the apostles, someone else did a good deed and we weren't a part of it. Have you ever experienced that one yet? A couple of you, yeah? So that's also jealousy that the apostles felt in that moment. So there was this random stranger that they didn't know that was going around doing what they were supposed to be doing. And so what they were doing was good, obviously. And so when this random guy is going out and curing people in the name of Jesus and healing them in the name of Jesus and driving out demons in the name of Jesus, the apostles were like, "Wait, that's our job. What are you doing? Who are you?" And so there was a jealousy that starts to develop. Same can be true when we start doing good works here at the church or around our neighborhood, our community. When we raise money if we're in Boy Scouts and do a project, and like a good work, a project. And then the next year, another Boy Scout comes along and does something even greater, or any number of things. And so in the gospel, Jesus reminds his disciples that just because this random dude wasn't part of their group doesn't mean that he was doing evil. That's something to remember. And it very certainly wasn't working against them. It's important to remember that no matter what it is, God has a plan for that other person that we might become jealous of. God has a plan for them, a thought, an insight, a desire for their life. And that jealousy that we might feel has no real purpose there. Does anyone feel good about feeling jealous? No, it's not really a good feeling. It makes us feel bleh. It makes us feel sad or angry. Yeah, you feel guilty afterwards. That's the good old Catholic guilt is showing through. Yes. Yeah, yeah, you feel mad that you don't have it. The thing is, though, again, it's not about the jealousy. Like, so you're, throughout your life, there's going to be moments that you might feel jealous or angry or sad that somebody else has something. They're just feelings. Let them go. They're ultimately, like, recognize them because we have to. That's important. We're humans. We have feelings. And our initial feeling isn't evil by any means. But we also have to, like, think about how we want to react to those feelings, those desires, that jealousy, that anger, that sadness. And then make sure that we react according to the gospel. So when we see that somebody else is doing good or receiving good things, like video games, or better math scores, or better reading scores, or we see that they have received a huge inheritance, or they're just really well off. The important thing isn't to compare. We can't compare. The only reason we should ever look into somebody else's affairs like that is not to compare to see that we have more than them, but that they have enough. That's the important thing. So instead of being jealous, instead of comparing yourself to all these people, make sure that, like, if you're going to look at somebody's life and see how they're doing, the only thing that you should be doing in that moment is making sure they have enough clothing, enough housing, enough food to get by. That's the important thing. That's what Christ asks us to do. This is part of loving your neighbor as yourself. Anyway, so I guess that's the rest of my homily. I'm terrible with homilies for you guys. I'm sorry. I feel like I've let you down, but, you know, there it is. So jealousy bad, Jesus good.